Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Cobourg Police Board Chair Adam Bureau says he believes the board made the right decision in hiring longtime RCMP officer Chris Leather to be the next police chief, despite a controversial past as the chief superintendent in Nova Scotia during the mass shooting in 2020. Leather was found to have given false accounts to the media in the wake of the tragedy. However, Bureau says he does not think Leather's past will hinder policing in Cobourg.
Well, first, let's go back to how we got started. After the chief, Paul Vandegraaff, announced his retirement, the board agreed to hire a company, Waterhouse, to do a candidate search, which is the proper process of going forward. And Waterhouse did an excellent job bringing us candidates. It was, I know the subcommittee, the board approved the subcommittee to go through the applications and bring candidates to the board meeting to final approve of the candidates. We must have put in that subcommittee hundreds of hours in going through the applications, meetings, interviews, second interviews, and the board agreed that Chris Leather would be the next chief.
Now, take us inside your, the committee, the hiring committee, the three of you. What was the discussion around Chris's Nova Scotia experience?
Well, we looked at that and agreed that that was a mistake. He did own up to it. Since then, the RCMP has promoted him a few times. Everybody makes mistakes. It's how you handle it. And Chris, I think, handled it very well.
Now, when you talk about, the commission report said that there was some misstatements, confusion. Did you guys do a deep dive on his involvement in the mass shooting incident?
We did, and same with Waterhouse.
Going into that, what did Chris say to you about his time there and what transpired in April of 2020?
I want to get away from that because everybody knows that's out there. It's all online. It happened, but we're moving forward on that. The wealth of knowledge that he is going to bring to Cobourg is, to me, second to none. It will only benefit with his history, and he was the head of organized crime and taking drugs off the street. The major arrests that he has done, I think we're absolutely lucky to have somebody like that.
What was the vote on the board? If you give me a number, not really the names, but was it a close vote, unanimous vote? What was the number there?
Oh, everybody supported.
Okay, and on the accountability side, he's spoken to how he's taken accountability. Do you think that may be a hindrance in this community for him going forward to do his work?
No, I don't think so at all. I think he has great media presence. I think he is not afraid to talk to media. You can ask him any question you want and he will answer. As you know, you interviewed him already.
Yeah. How do you think this will be received or is being received by the rank and file?
I think, so far so good. Yeah. I think, so far I haven't heard any complaints. I think the community is excited for the new chapter. I do want to give, Chief Paul Vandegraaff, a big shout out. The guy, gave his heart and soul to Cobourg, and I just want to wish him the best in his retirement. I think he's an amazing guy.
Now, Cobourg has more of a community policing model, where it seems it's a small town policing, and that suits this community. Is that going to still be the same model going forward with Chris's leadership?
That'll be up to Chris when he lays out his plan. Let's let him get in, get settled, and then he'll get to work.
I mean, obviously, you have had some discussions. He would have to lay out his vision during the interview process of kind of where he wants to go. Where do you think he is going to go?
I think he's going to be tough on crime. I think he's going to be a great leader for the officers. I think the history and knowledge that he has can only benefit Cobourg.
Now, how do you compare the personalities of Paul Vandegraaff to Chris Leather? What can the community really expect?
Well, you can't really compare those personalities. That's like saying...
maybe contrast. How do you describe the differences then?
Paul has his own leadership. He has his own style of leading, and I think any chief has their own style of leading. We all know the experiences of Chief Vandegraaff, and I think Chris will bring his own experiences and the way he leads.
Okay, anything else?
I can't wait for him to get started. It'll be June 1st, and excited, and I think we really did this right.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.